Frida Pinto once said, "Gender equality is a human fight, not a female fight." Gender inequality has been a sensitive and difficult subject for both men and women since the beginning of time. Although the gap between men and women in economics, politics, rights, and stereotypes has lessened within the past century, there's still a lot more improvement to go. Frida Pinto emphasizes that this is a human fight, not a female fight, and I think that this is very important. Ever since the 1850s and before, women have been burdened with the fight for equality. This produced the women's suffrage movement, in which held many conventions to promote a woman's right to vote. Women like Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton took on leadership roles for the voice of women and gender inequality. This growing fight granted women the right to vote in the 19th Amendment, which was ratified on August 18, 1920. Through history, we see extreme sexism of men toward women. In the past, women wouldn't be able to do the following: hold property the same way men could, serve on a jury, open a bank account or apply for a loan, become an accountant or a lawyer, have a right to equal pay, obtain a court order against a violent husband, get a legal and safe abortion, report marital rape, and many more. The Equal Pay Act of 1983 allowed women to be paid the same as men for work of equal value, which progressed gender equality issues, but women in the workplace still find themselves at disadvantages. The disadvantages stem from secret salary differences between men and women, to a heavier workload given to women, to a condescending attitude to a woman's ability to strive, to many, many more. Although there is still sexism today, thankfully, it is not as drastic as it was a century ago. Personally, I have experienced sexism countless times throughout my life. Through social media, I have come across many posts making a joke about the role of women in society. This varies in many ways, but the one that always strikes me the most is the joke that women should stay working in the kitchen, or that women should go make a man a sandwich. Although these jokes may be taken as lighthearted to boys, this resonates within women in the new generations to strive for a better stereotype of women, or at least better comedy. When I see these posts, I think about how unfortunate gender inequality is, but it ultimately motivates me to reach for success in order to show my worth to all those around me. Lastly, I'm going to interview my mother, Catherine Nisbet, to speak about this social injustice of gender inequality and how she has dealt with it from personal experiences.
Have you ever experienced gender inequality within your life?
Yes, I have.
What is your most memorable or upsetting experience that you have faced against sexism?
Well, one time I was applying to get a job as a car salesperson at a dealership that I was recommended for, and the manager told me it wasn't really a job for women, and that the majority of car salespeople are indeed males.
How did this affect you?
First of all, I was affected by not getting the job. Second of all, it discouraged me to further apply for future jobs, and it also diminished my confidence as a woman in the work field in general.
Do you think that men and women will ever reach full equality?
No, I do not believe that we will fully be equal, because the differences between men and women will always come into play.
Overall, I believe that gender equality has a bright future compared to its long-fought past. This social injustice has deeply affected all women to prove themselves to those who doubt them. That is all for today on the Gender Equality Podcast. We will be back for more next time.